This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The clock is ticking on Occupy Boston. Today, Mayor Menino gave protesters until midnight tonight to clear their encampment at Dewey Square. If they don't, Mayor Menino said the city is prepared to take further action.
The mayor's deadline was the second blow to Occupy Boston in as many days. Yesterday, a Suffolk Superior Court judge denied a legal motion filed by protesters that would have shielded them from an eviction.
Meanwhile, for the national Occupy movement, developments in Boston were only the latest in a series of recent setbacks. Police cleared Occupy camps in Philadelphia and Los Angeles last week, and yesterday shut down a camp in San Francisco.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has been covering this story, and she joins us now from the Occupy Boston encampment in Dewey Square. Monica, what's the mood down there?
Well, the mood is really tempered. A lot of people are packing up. Now, the majority of tents are still up, but there's no more tarps over them. And some of the people are just taking down their tents, rolling them up, and saying there's no reason they're going to stay to fight police when this deadline comes at midnight. And even the central tents, the kitchen tents, the library tent, they appear to be packed up and ready to be loaded off and removed. Now, that said, there's still a lot of activity and a lot of people and a lot of tents here.
Monica, Mayor Menino is giving protesters until midnight tonight. Did he say why he plans on clearing Dewey Square so soon?
He didn't this morning when he spoke very briefly about it, but in court he argued, or his lawyers argued for the city, that there were fire code violations, health code violations, and there are public safety problems here. And as the judge agreed, the protesters have to follow city and park rules about these codes, and if they are seen to be in violation of them, the city has every right to remove them. And that's what Menino said today. Here he is talking about it.
I've always said from day one, if you listen, that public safety, we're not going to tolerate any violation of public safety. And there are some concerns down there right now about public safety.
And Monica, after yesterday's Superior Court ruling, do the Occupy protesters see any legal path they could pursue to stave off an eviction which may be coming in just about 9 hours?
Their lawyers are working on it. The ACLU, which is doing some of the legal work for the protesters, has filed a stay on this order that allows the city to evict them. And they're asking for more time to file an appeal, but they haven't filed an appeal yet. And it's unclear if they will file one. Yesterday, one of the lawyers who spoke to the crowd at their General Assembly last night said they definitely will appeal this ruling. But today, the ACLU says they are talking with their clients, and it's unclear if they will file an appeal. So it sounds like they're trying to get a little more time to figure this all out legally.
Monica, you're down there at Dewey Square right now. You've talked to some of the protesters. Are they saying that after this midnight deadline, they're going to move elsewhere in Boston? Or what are their next steps in terms of the physical location of the Occupy movement?
Well, as you know, there's no central authority here who's speaking on behalf of everyone. So one woman I spoke to implied that they'd be moving somewhere else. Wouldn't say where or whether that's really what she meant to, intend by her comments to me. Another one said, we're here to change democracy, not to break the law, and we're packing up and leaving. Another one said about the same thing to me. So it's unclear where they're going as a movement because there has never been any sort of central authority to this movement to determine what happens next.
And Monica, I mean, so what does happen at midnight? And I mean, we all remember that back in October, police arrested about 100 demonstrators from Occupy Boston when they tried to expand their camp beyond Dewey Square. That was a very tense, even at times violent night. And nationally, there's been a great deal of focus on how police have handled similar situations in New York and California. I mean, do you have the sense that it's all but certain that Boston police will move in on Occupy Boston this evening?
Yes, I do, because the mayor said the police will take action. You know, he called to clarify earlier, he said, we'll take action when he spoke this morning. Later, his office called and said, police will take action. So there's no doubt there will be police action tonight at midnight to clear the camp and out. And from the looks of it now, there's no way that everything will be gone by midnight. It just is impossible. You'd need about 10 moving trucks working every minute until midnight to get everything out of here. So while there are a few people packing up and arranging things, I think that it's impossible for it to be entirely taken down by midnight.
Well, WBUR reporters will be there overnight to see what happens with the Occupy Boston encampment in Dewey Square. Monica Brady-Meyerov reporting live there from Dewey Square. Thank you so much, Monica.
You're welcome.